This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports punched up on the line. Lee, how are you getting ready for Turkey Day down in beautiful South Florida?
Dieting. Eating a lot of salads.
Come on.
Wow.
I'm serious. What I do is, so I eat so much that day. And, I mean, I start, you know, I pick up the stuff. So you got to, you know, grab a little sample of everything as you're bringing it in and putting it down. And then I put on 4 or 5 pounds on turkey days. I eat that much. So, I will load up with the turkey, the stuffing, the sweet potato pie. And then I got my two daughters making banana cream pie and blueberry pie. So just eat and watch football. And then about 12:30 in the morning, I waddle into the bedroom.
Well, let's get the wallets fat, too, alongside our stomachs. Last week, 3-2, I know there's some good action, both college and pro, to get to. Let's start with a Friday night game in the ACC. Number 4, Fighting Irish, traveling to North Carolina. Number 19, Tar Heels. It's a 3:30 kick on Friday afternoon. And Notre Dame, only giving the Tar Heels about 4.5 on this one.
Yeah, so I know obviously Notre Dame wanted to win the game against Clemson, and they got that done at home. But maybe facing Trevor Lawrence might have helped them down the road. They're going to face Sam Howell, and this kid's going to be a first-round pick when he comes out next year. He is that good a passer, and he actually might have more weapons than Clemson has. I mean, he has a couple running backs that are going to gain 1,000 yards, it looks like. Both great out of the backfield. He has 4 or 5 receivers. So they're going to have to score, and it might be a little bit tougher without their starting center, Jarrett Patterson. He got injured Boston College game. He's out for the season. Right guard Tommy Kramer, he had an appendectomy a little over a week ago. He will be unable to play. Tar Heels also get back their starting cornerback, Storm Duck and Kyler McMichael. I just think that North Carolina's a better team when they're the hunter, not being hunted as an underdog. Look at their record last year. They were great. This year, when they're a favorite, they fall flat in their face a bunch in a shootout. Everything's going to go topsy-turvy after this game. The wrong team is favored. The Tar Heels knock off the Fighting Irish 45-42.
There it is.
Man, yep. Wrong team's right favorite. Out of the gate.
Yeah.
That was like Keith Butler dropping a dadgummit in his first quote in yesterday's Zoom interview with the Steelers. All right. Lee, I don't know what to make of the Pitt Panthers. When they look lost, and they certainly look lost against Notre Dame. And I know Virginia Tech's not all that great. But then last week, they got guys out with COVID, and they play better than they have maybe all season long. Early money came in on Pitt because it started out at, what, 26.5? It's now down to 24.5. So do the wise guys know something here, Clemson by 24.5?
I think so. A lot of times the first bets on Sunday night, Monday morning, or are the sharps getting in on it? I was one of them, and hopefully I'm sharp on this game. I think they're a different quarterback with Pickett, and they seem to be gelling. Last week had a lot of confidence. Sometimes that doesn't translate into the following week, but I think the defense also playing at a high level. I think Clemson's down from a couple of years. I mean, look at his weapons. I don't think he, except for Travis Etienne, I don't think he has the receivers he had last year, and their line play, I think they can be had. I think Clemson wins the game here, something like 38-30, but I think Pitt's going to give them a battle.
Yeah, that's a good call, Lee. I like that one. All right, let's turn our attention. Before we get to Thanksgiving night, a couple of really good games on Sunday afternoon. the Colts and the Titans in a battle for the AFC South lead. I think the Colts, probably the way the schedule stacks up the last third of the season or so, need this one a little bit more than the Titans, and they really beat the snot out of them on a Thursday night a couple weeks ago in Nashville.
They did, and I just think that right now, both teams coming off big wins. Maybe the win was even bigger for Indianapolis. I mean, they had to have that game. They needed to get some momentum. But I hate going against Ryan Tannehill when he's hot. When Ryan Tannehill's hot, he's one of these guys. He gets into a certain rhythm, and he's got weapons. I mean, he's got one of the top receivers in football right now in Brown. He's also got a tight end who's playing at a high level, and running back gets stronger always, it seems like, in the second half here. I think Tennessee pulls off the small upset here, 31-28.
Another wrong team favorite. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee, my old buddy Bruce Arians, we just heard from him earlier this morning saying that apparently Tom Brady gets confused by coverages. I'm kind of confused by that, but apparently Brady was a couple of nights ago. But Kansas City favored by 3 against Tampa Bay. That seems like a pretty low number.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to figure out who he's throwing to. I mean, there's missed coverages, and I used to throw into coverage sometimes, but this is Tom Brady. He was throwing to just the defensive player, so I don't get it. He didn't say the receiver ran the wrong route. You know, they're just not clicking. There's something wrong. I don't think you can just also bring someone like Tom Brady and expect a losing franchise to start winning. So he and Gronk, you know, it might happen, all these guys coming in AB, but they're still not on the same page. And then even look at the mentalities. Look at the start of the game. Rams are 3rd-and-2 on the 5-yard line. What do? They jump off sides. Winning franchises don't do that. And we're seeing mistakes in coverage, breakdowns in coverage by the Bucs here. So I just think that Kansas City just keeps rolling, and they love these type of games. Being the feature game here, and I don't think their offense can be stopped. Their defense played maybe the worst game of the year, and they still won the game here. I'm taking Kansas City. The right team is favored. Kansas City, 40-30 over the Bucs.
All right. Yep. Let's dial it in for tomorrow night. Heinz Field, Lee, AFC North, a chance for the Steelers to bury the Ravens, really. It would mathematically eliminate them from a shot at winning the AFC North title. It would push them to 11-0. But it's a short week. The Ravens are dealing with not just injury issues, but COVID-related issues as well. Top two running backs out. I know this is one of those classic cliched when two division rivals get together, you throw the records out kind of game. But it started at 3 when the lines opened. I've seen it in some places as high as 4.5 now in the Steelers' favor. What do you make of this thing?
Yeah, the line most places is 4, 4.5. And everyone's going to talk about, you know, J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram being out, but it's not that big a deal, in my opinion. Gus Edwards is fine. He's the big back. Justice Hill from Oklahoma State, nice change of pace back. The biggest loss is Brandon Williams. When he goes out, watch the tape the last couple weeks when he was out injured or he sat out a couple series to get a breather. You could run a Mack truck through that defensive line. So I think Pittsburgh's going to be able to run and be effective running to set up the pass here in this game here. Their DBs for Baltimore can't cover, can't tackle. They've got offensive line problems. I mean, every week only maybe one of their offensive linemen is grading in the top half. Lamar Jackson's losing confidence. He's making the wrong reads early and often on the spread option, whether to hand off, whether to keep it or to tuck it under and go with himself. And his receiver's getting no separation. They're actually also 29th in drop percentage. And then on top of that, they're disrespected. Tennessee is doing something on their logo, on their shield, at the 50-yard line. Who runs out? Only their head coach. I think they're done. This is a team people are talking about. Wow. Maybe we're going to go undefeated, lose one or two games. They lose this game. They're on the outside looking into the playoffs. Steelers big, 30-17.
There it is. Wow. I love
right
it.
Team.
I love it.
Right
love
team
it.
Favored.
Yes.
Right,
oh, man. We are going to fill our bellies with turkey and stuffing and potatoes and everything else and gravy and all of it, Lee. And then we're going to fatten the wallets because you got a great game of the week option, too, don't you?
Yeah. Cleveland Browns laying 6.5 against Jacksonville. They want to get that game, be one of the first 10 callers right now. 800-400-9741. Had a great run. We've won now 9 to 12 weeks in the football. We have the Turkey Shootout, world-famous Turkey Shootout, 15 games from tomorrow all the way through Sunday, just $97 this year. Also, we have Double Down December, 6 weeks of action through Monday, January 4th, just $397. And how about this? College basketball starts tonight, and as good as we are, right now we're number 2 out of 400 services in football that's monitored. Last year we were number 1 in basketball. You can make more money because it's every single night, just $797. It's available right now, ParamountSports.com. And I want to, guys, wish you and your staff and all the listeners out there happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you, Lee. We love having you on every week. Thanks for doing it a couple days early. Enjoy the holiday tomorrow. Enjoy all the football, all the college basketball that you mentioned, and we'll catch up again with you next week.
You too, guys. Take care. Be safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!